And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day, Stepping Up. Stepping Up. Like it. Also, Russell Shubin, director of Christian Outlook, joins us to review the best of 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 Christian Talk Radio. Also, we're going to take a look at what it means to be switching the channel. I got this morning. It really doesn't have a lot to do with TV, but I love the way that that's the way to bring it in. So that's the title we're going to use for it, and that's the sound we're going to go with. And also, we'll wind it down this hour with today's Facebook post, What a Day.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. Oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. Here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, but you stand by.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Do you happen to know what termites hate? Termites hate heat. So when it gets blistering hot outside, guess where they go? That's right, into your nice, cool house. They ought to be sending you thank you notes. However, my friend Sue Freeze, the termite lady, owner of Ecola, has a patented process called Ecola Heat that turns the tables on termites and kills them. Yes. And Sue, this is just one of your family-friendly alternative methods of killing termites?
That's right, Dave. We use mostly natural, non-toxic solutions that can be more convenient and less costly, along with traditional methods. Call us today for a free inspection so we can determine the best method of eradicating termites in your home and keep them away. First-time customers get $100 off.
Call Ecola, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS, or termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly.
Not for escrows.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Your blood donation matters to the patients counting on life-saving transfusions. Visit redcrossblood.org.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760- 846-8610 and donate today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Jesus. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt. Good. That's good to stay current. We want to give a shout out to Helena, who's joined our team at the front desk. She's just now getting to be a part of the KPRZ, KCBQ, or the Enter 1170 team. So we just want to say, hey, welcome on board. And this is our two-word message to everybody who joins our team. Ready? It's you'd think, we'll pray or something like that. Here's ours. Good luck. Okay, here we go. This segment brought to you, that's kind of funny. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasul, who is obviously doing well in helping people in the San Diego community in regards to real estate transactions, whether you're buying or selling. You want to talk to Sam. People continually utilize Sam's services, and they like that. That 25% of his commish goes to whatever church or ministry the people desire. And we just talked the other day, calling it the miracle morning, about how that coordinated between him and Steve Wheeler and Whitefields. All I'm going to say is, if you are seriously thinking about real estate, but you're not sure where you're at, Sam's a good person to call. And if you are sure where you're at in regards to buying or selling, Sam's a good person to call. And if you want to talk to somebody who has gone through the process of being born a Muslim and then becoming a Christian, Sam is a good person to call. I guess that makes Sam a good person to call. That's what I'm going to go with. ThinkSam.com. That's ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. And if it's not for you, maybe it's not for you. Maybe it's for Aunt Gertrude. Maybe it's Uncle Donnie. Maybe it's your long-lost cousin, whatever. Then Tugboat Todd and I would say, send him to Sam. Only your volume wasn't on. You want to do it again? Okay, ready? Send him to Sam. There we go. So we gave him two. He got two for the price of one. That's nice. All right. No, he doesn't pay every time we do that. That we made up on our own. Kind of like we did with when we said send him to Sam. Kind of like we used to have roofitis with Excalibur Roofing, which there, you know, people are like, what is roofitis? It's something we say during a live read. That's what it is. For those that do not know, the 12th Annual Pastors Appreciation Lunch going to be coming up here October 5th at City View Church. So you're going to want to get yourself going because the seating is limited. And the last time we did an event, the seating got taken up. So we don't want to hear you didn't get any fair warning. This is how much longer before? This is a long time before. You know, 2 months before. So, I mean, let's just think of it in those terms. Go to kprz.com, get yourself going in regards to the registration. You'll have a chance to see Dr. Robert Jeffress speak to the crowd. That'd be good. And then I do want to remind you about Abounding Grace, which is on before and after us. And everybody's been coming up with different statements about how we would phrase Abounding Grace, and then the David Swin Experience and Abounding Grace. And so I gave a robo producer one that he's going to use for Noah's Ark thing, just so you can know. I can't use it because I gave it to him. It's a really good one. But if you just think of it in these terms, it's like they're the Triscuit crackers and I'm the cheese. It's not easy being cheesy. Okay, got that going. Oh, wait, I just spilled my tea all over my leg. That's fun. And wait, let me say it real quick. Ow, that's hot. All right, let's get into our DDD. Our first one's called Stepping Up.
Hi, welcome to my step aerobic workout.
See, now, you know this is going to have nothing to do technically with the scripture other than the phrase step, okay? But I just think it's fantastic, okay? It's a good one. Good pull on that one. Nice job. John chapter 18, verses 1 through 4, as the tea seeps down into my sock. That's
I'm happy about that. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples across the Kidron Valley, where they entered a garden. Now Judas, his betrayer, also knew the place because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas brought a band of soldiers and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees. They arrived at the garden carrying lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, knowing all that was coming upon him, stepped forward and asked them, "Who are you looking for?" All right? Now watch this. This is just El Fantastico. Can I use that? I can use that, right? All right. First, Jesus was with the disciples, and where did they meet? They met in a garden. Remember that song? Actually, I should have told that Tugboat Todd. There's an old hymn, "I come to the garden alone." I come to the garden alone. I probably should have given you that one. So they met in a garden. I think it's kind of interesting that Jesus spent time with his disciples in a garden. I really never thought about that before. I would typically be in a sports stadium. But on the flip side of that, they were in a garden. I guess they didn't have that many good sports stadiums there. And they often met, the Bible says. And so what they're saying is that they knew this place. This was a place that he often met with his disciples. And I was struck at that moment by thinking, you know, Jesus knew what was coming. He knew his crucifixion was coming. And every time they went to that garden prior to this, he knew he was going to be in that garden just before that crucifixion. So it's kind of like he visited it prior to when it all got serious. And I mean, not serious, but I mean, you know, like intense. And wow, they often met there. He knew the place, and it's a place he was familiar with. Now, what we find out is the Pharisees and the chief priests had a lot more power and authority than maybe some people who wrote a book about Jesus thought, because they had soldiers and officers, which tells you that they essentially, the Pharisees and the chief priests, had like their own militia. And a great way to understand that is Rome was the federal government, but the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the chief priests, that was like the state authority. So if you think of it in those terms, you kind of understand how it works. Under the state authority, they couldn't actually put somebody to death. Only the federal authority had the capacity to do that, much like what takes place here. It has to be approved by federal law in order for a person to go through the execution process. Here's what I want you to be aware of. Jesus knew what was coming. That's what it says in verse 4. Jesus, knowing all that was coming upon him, he knew it was going to be hard. He knew it was going to be difficult. He knew his disciples were going to, you know, they were going to get racked. Their world was going to change. They just spent 3+ years with Jesus and everything. You know, they'd seen miracles. They'd seen power. And they were probably hoping that Jesus was going to do something magnificent to free everybody from the Roman tyranny. And they were all like doing this. But Jesus knew that his sacrifice was essential to fulfill the prophecies regarding the suffering Messiah. On his return, he would be the conquering Messiah. What does Jesus do when he knows it's going to be bad? That's the only question I'm asking you. Jesus knows it's going to be bad. What does he do? He stepped forward. You understand? He knew it wasn't going to be that great, didn't he? He knew what was going to happen. He knew they were going to arrest him. He knew that this was a, you know, this was a moment where his disciples were going to be scattered. People he had just invested in, his life, his time, he invested in them, knowing, of course, that the betrayer was there in the midst helping this whole situation go on. And Jesus, instead of shying away from it, knowing it wasn't going to end good, he just stepped up and took it. He stepped forward. You know, not every time that you face something is it going to turn out to be roses. Perhaps there will be this time in Christianity, we don't know yet, but even within our own country, because it's happening in other countries, where people have to step forward knowing that stepping forward could put their life in danger. Jesus stepped right up, stepped to the plate. That would be how I would say it. He stepped up, and he stepped up for who? For us. He stepped up for you and I. So I think it's fair for us to say to one another, we should step up in the name of Jesus Christ
even if the consequences don't look good. Let's be honorable before the Lord. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Is the best time, perhaps, today. During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I got chills. I love it. I got chills. All right, folks. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where your radio host spilled his hot tea on his leg and all over his chair and all over his notes for the first time ever. We're always making advancements here at the David Spoon Experience. Before we get to our fantastic guest who's been on more than any other guest, I want you to know this right now, and I just want to make sure you understand. The K-Praise app, it was $50 million for the app, and then we said it can be free. Then we decided we were going to charge $100 million, and then we made it free again. It's up to $150 million for the app, but only if you get it in the next millisecond. Other than that, it's going to be free. Go to your app store, type in KPRZ, you just tap it to download, and away you go. On the phone with us, the legend of understanding elements of life through a biblical worldview. It is the coordinator, the extraordinator of ChristianOutlook.com, our very own Russell Shubin. You can hear the show, by the way, the Christian Outlook, here, KPRZ, Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays 4 p.m., Sundays 11 p.m. Russell, sir, how are you doing? How are you doing? Where'd he go?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
I'm here.
All right. We lost you in the council. We had this little miniature of you, and it fell through the little crack. So Todd was able to save you.
Well, it's good to be back, and great to be with you again, and I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right. So talk to me, sir, about I don't even know where to begin. When I'm talking to you now, I don't know actually where to start. That's why I want you to just kind of roll with the show, and then we'll just see what happens.
Well, the show is not particularly DC central, so it is not tracking with the absolute the turmoil in DC. We are tracking with the growth in the pro-life sentiment in the country. You and your listeners might have tracked with the fact that Democrats have announced that they are open to having a pro-life candidate, and that as they floated that idea, there was a whole number of voices that were shouting back at them and saying absolutely no way. But the fact that they're considering it is an indicator that the cause of life is growing and advancing. And that's something to be celebrated. Somebody being pro-life ought not to be ineligible to serve in public office, whether it's in the Republican Party or in the Democratic Party or any other party. We also talked to Hans von Spakovsky of Heritage about sanctuary cities and some of the dynamics as the administration seeks to limit funding when cities refuse to cooperate with federal immigration policy and immigration officials. We look at sexual politics again with Eugene Peterson made attention a few weeks ago, and I'm not sure if this is a week where we were together, but Owen Strand talks to Mark Elstrand again about one of the comments that Eugene makes about he said that he would officiate a same-sex wedding, and then almost immediately he retracted his statement. And Owen picks up on that conversation, and they talk about really there ought not be any label that goes in front of a Christian. That is, you ought to be a Christian, not an adulterous Christian or a lusting Christian or a gay Christian or an angry Christian. It's just, you just ought to be Christian and fighting to put off the old man and celebrating and glorying in that. Bob Burney looks at the growth of transgenders and those seeking counseling in Scotland, where there was a 500% growth of youngsters seeking professional help because of gender identity issues. John Fuller was sitting in for Don Crow this week, and they talk about seven traits of an effective parent. Chris Thurman is out with a book called The Lies We Believe About God, trying to set some of the very common and oft-repeated lies we tell ourselves about God. And Frank Sontag takes a quick look at a blogger, Ali Stuckey, who is a millennial, and this blogger gives Frank hope for the millennial generation. And this woman is out complaining about how we man shame our boys into becoming wusses, and just a celebration of masculinity and the young energy that results in the masculine men.
Wow, you got a lot. Well, how do you get, again, I can never figure out how you get all that in a show. Let's pick up on a couple of themes right off the bat. Let's cover Eugene Peterson. I saw that. I saw that he had made that statement. I saw the articles. I saw the retraction. Is there a finalization to where he came in that? Because I thought it was really a unique statement that he made, and not one that I would agree with. And we had talked about it here on the air. But then he pulled it back and said, I shouldn't have said that. That wasn't, really where I was going. Does that just create more confusion for somebody who is as much of an apologetic or an interpretive or an exegesis editor as he is?
Well, I don't know the recesses of Eugene Peterson's heart, but there are entire sections in Christianity today that don't want to touch the hot issues of the day, and so they'll try to navigate if it's a public figure, or if it's in pulpit ministry, or if it's in adult Sunday school class. You use your teaching role and try to avoid or obfuscate or skate around some of the most dicey issues today, and never want to speak out on them. And this is, and then when cornered and when pressed and you finally speak on it, it's revealing. And the fact that he retracted is commendable, but it is an episode that was revealing. And what part of the statement that Eugene said is he said these gay Christians are some of the have some of the healthiest spiritual life that he knows of people that he's around. And so that's what Owen is talking to Mark Elstrand about, is that there ought to be nothing that goes in front of the word Christian.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. Yeah, I want to jump on that just because of our time. What's amazing about that is you can say that King David was an excellent believer in the Lord, but not everything he did was excellent, especially with Uriah the Hittite. It's just that you can't have a label prior, and then that's your the fullness of the identification. You should be a Christian first, and if you're a Christian, it doesn't take a lot to read a Webster's dictionary. A Christian is one who follows the teachings of Christ. Well, where are the teachings of Christ? Well, let's just start with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Jesus declaring marriage between a man and a woman in Matthew 18 and 19. What's the problem here? I just use the book.
Yep. And as it relates to any particular sin, if I was an individual who struggled with alcoholism and I become a believer, I put off that. And even if that sin knocks on my door, perhaps to my dying day, that it ought not mark who I am, and it certainly should not define who I am in my conversation and in interaction with others. And so these are, and this fact that we are never sinless, but the fact that the power of sin has been broken ought not be something that we bristle at and we're embarrassed of. These are truths that we ought to glory in and celebrate, that which marked us before doesn't mark us any longer, that we have been free, the bonds of sin have been broken, and we are now new people in Christ.
Yeah, that's good. Great theology there, Russell. Wait, that's good. You stuck the landing. Good job. I give that a 9.7. That's really good right there. All right, let me ask you this.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll send that score along, okay?
All right,
so on the other part of it, and I want to make sure that we kind of cover that, I like this thing that you're covering, or the discussion you started off with in regards to a pro-life candidate, like the mindset that there's a party out there that's like, well, you can't have a pro-life candidate. Is that the most – that is a little weird. I mean, and I will say I have some choice empathy, because I'm not sure I'd vote for somebody who was, wanted choice over life. And so if they have that same kind of choice, freedom, or ability. But is the Democratic Party – are they going to just get – more open because they don't have a lot to choose from, because they keep narrowing the fields, because they keep saying you can't do it because this will offend this, this will offend this, this will offend this?
I'm not speaking, as I don't know what's happening within the planning and the planning meetings within the Democratic National Committee, but I'm a skeptic that this will mark the long-term trajectory of the Democratic Party. But that doesn't mean I hope it does, because I hope I hope that they are open to pro-life candidates, because these are issues that are more fundamental to you and to me than exactly what the tax rate is, right?
Right.
So economic policy ought to be second to things that are fundamental, having to deal with life in the most fundamental and at the most vulnerable stage. So we ought to hope it, and if we're skeptics, that's okay. But we ought to hope that this does mark something new, and we ought to celebrate that they're at least wrestling with the issue, because there has been zero openness in recent election cycles on this issue of life, and so we ought to continue to celebrate it. And it's the ultrasound has really changed the conversation, that you see the picture of your grandson or granddaughter to be, or your son or daughter to be, and you're talking about the baby. You're not talking about the fetal tissue. Believer and non-believer, the culture at large, this has changed things dramatically.
So, yeah, that's a great point. Excellent point. Boy, you were on today, man. Wow, good job today. All right, folks, I want to make sure you go. ChristianOutlook.com you can go to at any time, and they don't just have this week's show, but they have the list of all the shows, our podcast right in there. You can look at listen to past shows. But if you want to listen on the radio like you are doing right now, you can go here, KPRZ, 1210 AM. That's Saturdays at 11 p.m., Sundays at 4 p.m., and Sundays at 11 p.m., and you get to hear how these issues in our lives are viewed from the Christian and biblical worldview. Excellent job, sir. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, and thanks to you and all your listeners. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. I'm still wet from tea. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
To help celebrate her first birthday, a Texas toddler has reunited with the sheriff's deputy who delivered her in dramatic fashion by the side of the road. This is truth itself. Deputy Constable Mark Diebold of the Tarrant County Police joined Evelyn Hall for a special tea party shoot back in July, just days after the anniversary of their first meeting in a gas station parking lot when the officer welcomed her into the world. Destiny Hall, Evelyn's mom, told ABC News she loved clinking her little teacup with him. They had a bonding moment there for sure. Mark Diebold, without a doubt, is one of the most genuine, loving, thoughtful, and caring people we have ever met. He is quick to think of others, and we are blessed to call him friend and family. While pregnant with Evelyn, Destiny went into labor in the early morning hours of July 18, 2016. As he sped to the hospital, Caleb Hall, Destiny's husband, was flagged down by Diebold, who insisted on escorting the couple. But during the drive, it became clear that the baby wanted to make an early appearance. The Halls pulled into a gas station parking lot where Diebold assisted in Evelyn's birth. Evelyn Joy Deborah Hall weighed 6 pounds, 11 ounces. Shortly after the birth, the parents honored Diebold by having Evelyn photographed leaning next to his badge. Destiny added, "Evelyn's birth has blessed us in countless ways, but our friendship with the Diebolds is one of the biggest." As healthcare costs continue to rise, many Christians are feeling the pinch. If you've been forced to choose between high health insurance premiums and huge tax penalties, it's time you considered a truly affordable alternative, MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
There's so much tension, so much pain.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you first and foremost by Whitefields Ministries. We're going to give a big shout out to Steve Wheeler and Coral. They're going to be planting a church. Now, I told you yesterday about the morning miracle between Steve and Sam. I will tell you right now, I cannot pronounce the city that they're planting a church in. And I'm not going to try because it's going to come out like La Cucaracha something. I just can't say it. Doesn't matter. But Steve did send me an email saying he had so Sam had deposited $1,000 off of a sale as a gift for giving. And so Steve has like, oh, well, you know, forward $1,100. Well, somehow or some way, it turned out, I'm going to let him explain it because he can do it better than I am. But it ultimately turned out where they actually, the amount that they needed was exactly $1,000, not $1,100. So it's like, I can't, you can't even follow this stuff. So I'll let him explain it, you know, because he's going to share about it and tell everybody, you know, how it happened. And, you know, what Sam deposited was the amount that God, that was specifically needed that God set up, even beyond what Steve was thinking. So it's just like, it's like, okie dokie. Just let the Lord do it, and it just seems to be a lot easier. But anyway, a ministry like that, you have to appreciate, because of course they take the gospel to the four corners of the earth. Of course, the earth doesn't have corners. You know what that means. And they also help these rural pastors from an educational, inspirational, and financial point of view. And I just have this feeling that they're going to be even more blessed because they're following. They're doing what the Lord wants. And I just think that part's great. Now, it doesn't mean every time you do everything God wants, you get blessed and you get wealthy or whatever. And by the way, Steve's not getting a nickel. This is a church being planted. The specific reason to plant this church was to feed starving people. This is all about God feeding people. It's like, wow, cool. Fantastic. And, you know, these guys, they also bring, you know, clean drinking water, help these villages who are using cesspools for water systems. I mean, there's a lot of tough stuff out there. Whitefields is doing their best to tackle what they can. I encourage you to go to whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. That's what I just think if you saw the videos and the pictures, you just get that better picture. Please pray for them. Although, I will say, now you really need to pray even more so for wisdom, because it looks like they're doing pretty good and on the right track. I think that's good. All right, let's do a What's Bugging Me. We have a shorter DDD after this, but let's do our What's Bugging Me, brought to you by E.C.O.L.A. Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. E.C.O.L.A.Termite.com, 800-332-BUGS. All over my wet pants. I'm just really happy about that. Now, how's that going to come out of my pants? I got the bug stuff on my pants. Oh, my goodness. All right. Here is what's bugging me. Okay? This is the thing that's bugging me today. Now, I'm not going to get specific. I'm going to talk about the specifics of this next week, but this is the thing that's bugging me. There are a number of Hollywood media people who have recently in the last week come out on their Twitter accounts and have told everybody that it is absolutely necessary for people to be completely tolerant of all different opinions and all different positions, except for the people that disagree with them. Those people you should objectify into ridicule and make sure they know that they are stupefied. And I just find it amazing that the people that are saying tolerant, tolerant, tolerant are the most intolerant people. And that bugs me, and it should bug everybody. Because it's like, what? Let's use that famous phrase we've been using. Go to the bank, take out a loan, and buy a clue. All right, let's get ready to get into our DDD called Switching the Channel. What do you got for me?
And here it is, the greatest advance in television since color television itself. The ultimate in performance and convenience. Seven-function remote control.
Seven-function remote control. You know, what's amazing now is you can speak to, like, whatever your Echo thing is. It just turns your TV on, off, switches channels. I mean, look how far we've come. It's incredible. Anyway, it's called Switching Channels. Now, I want to try and communicate this. You got to stay with me. It's a tight 4-minute run, so just stay with me on this one. Exodus 32, 1 through 4. When the people saw that Moses had not come down from the mountain but was staying there a long time, they gathered around Aaron and said, "We do not know what has happened to this man Moses, who led us out of Egypt. So make us a god to lead us." Aaron said, take off gold earrings, which are your wives, your sons, and your daughters are wearing. Bring them to me. So all the people took off their gold earrings and brought them to Aaron. He took the earrings, melted them down, poured the gold into a mold, and made a gold bull calf. The people said, Israel, this is our God who led us out of Egypt. Okay? So Moses was up there spending time with God a long time. And the people are like, what happened? What happened to that guy that led us out? You know, what happened? And what they decided to do was make their own God to follow. So there's three quick things. Moses was gone a long time. They didn't know where he how long he was going to be gone. And this happens to Christians who God talks to or God communicates with you in some fashion. He touches your heart, and there might be a great distance of time between that and some other time. And too many of us then go about to make our own God to follow. We won't even talk about the reality that that's complete idiocy. The people then said, Israel, this is our God who led us out of Egypt. The people said, this is how we got out of Egypt. They became delusional, changing the story and switching gods from Jehovah to a calf that was gold. And they knew the calf didn't do it, and they knew the calf wasn't real, and they knew the calf was just an idol that they had helped put together. And this type of thinking led the people of God into disaster because the people sat down to feast and it turned into an orgy of drinking and sex. Here's the bottom line. When you change God and the image of God to fit your narrative, you just put yourself on the path of destruction. When you change God and his image to fit what's comfortable for you, that you can control, that you can define, that you can attribute, what do you want to attribute to? Not only are we being delusional and we're changing the story, we're switching gods. And the end result of that, switching that channel, is a disaster and judgment from God. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. And take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened, and then one day she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help. From Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's degree in business management to a master's of science in business. San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu.
Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
I'm fully convinced that as we teach our children what they need to know, we need to be teaching them how to learn what they need to know.
You can help your child make the most of difficult situations by using their strengths. Here's Cynthia Tobias on Focus on the Family Minute.
If I have taught my child about his strengths and they're different than others, he can go into a classroom or a situation, look around and go, uh-oh, none of this matches me, none of it. Then he has a choice, though. He can say, I quit, or he can say, uh-oh, this is not going to work. I better study in the morning, and I better get a study buddy. And I mean, he can go through his head a list of things he knows about his own learning style and figure out, if I'm going to succeed, this is what I need to do. Now, if we can do that for our kids, it doesn't mean that life's going to accommodate you. It means that nothing in life will defeat you if you know what your strengths are and how to use them, and I think that's a key.
Hear more from Cynthia about discovering your child's strengths at FamilyMinute.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Those that do not know, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com is the email. If you don't know what email is, really? You don't know what email is by this time? I mean, my mom, before she passed on, knew what his email was. Come on. All right, so I figured out the reason that I spilled my tea. It's Sam Rasul's fault. Sam is stuck in traffic. Thanks a lot, Sam. And without me even knowing it, because he was stuck in traffic, somehow my body went, you know, like, and my hand knocked over my tee, and the tee fell all onto my leg. So I blame Sam and his friends and everybody's in the car with him. What do you think of that? You think that's fair? Right now I'm going to say, send the cleaning bill, send it to Sam. You like that? The cleaning bill. Get it? Yeah? Dry cleaners, send it to Sam. All right. That was pretty funny. Okay, let's get into our DDD. If you're stuck in traffic, look, you're stuck. You're not going to go any faster than whatever you're going to. They're not going to accelerate time or stop time. You do the best you can. That's it. Leave it there. Take a deep breath. Okay, here we go. This is called What a Day.
What a day.
All right, Isaiah chapter 17, verses 7 through 8. In that day, see how we got to the day? So the scripture says, in that day, man will have regard for his maker, and his eyes will look to the Holy One of Israel. He will not have regard for the altars, the work of his hands, nor will he look to that which his fingers have made. There is coming a day. Doesn't matter whether you like it or not. Nobody, God's not up there going, you think people will like this? I want to check with my publicist. That doesn't happen. There is coming a day where people will be before the Lord, and people will have regard for their maker, and not the works of their own hands. You see, we marvel at what we accomplish. We dance to a different time and a different sound. You don't care if you're a ballerina. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is everything your hands have done, as impressive as they are to you, when you stand before God, you're going to go, yeah, I didn't do anything. Right. Because it's not going to be impressive. Our altars aren't going to be impressive. The work of our hands aren't going to be impressive. The things we did with our fingers aren't going to be impressive. God is impressive. You know that in the scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 29, it says, no flesh will glory in his presence. People think they get up to heaven and they're going to talk. Ha! That's hilarious. After you're done the first million years going, thank you, Lord, then we'll see what happens. But it's important to understand, first and foremost, if you look into Psalm 16:2, it says, my goodness, this is what King David said, my goodness does not extend beyond thee. That's the fancy King James way of saying, hey, inside me is nothing good, and whenever I do something good, it's because of you, God. Thanks. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, the scripture says, what do you have that you did not receive? Now, when people, I have had the opportunity to have discussions with people, people will go, well, I built this. Well, let me ask you a question, Sparky. Who put the oxygen in your lungs for breath 1 and 2 and through the last 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years? Was that breath a gift from God? So then everything you've done, you have in a sense received, right? And who put that drive in you and that skill in you and that ability? You think that you just made that up? You created your own DNA and so you came up with something? Let me think. No. This is because God, in his graciousness, in his mercy, and in his kindness, have put us in his realm of blessing by giving us gifts and things that are able to touch us and move us in a certain direction that brings him glory and brings us joy. I mean, how cool is that? Somehow, and in some way, the Christian faith has been, I don't know, reduced or even seduced to this bizarre religiosity even that this country produces. Hey, you know, Jesus was around before America, so take a deep breath. Okay? I mean, that's not, it didn't get defined here. It got defined in heaven before there was a here. And what we want to do is say, all right, Lord, you are impressive. In fact, I think it's a great idea for people to say to the Lord, yep, that's a nice sunset. Good work there. I like that. A little appreciation goes a long way for a lot of people, right? If I tell my wife I appreciate her, guess what? Whatever dumb thing I do next, I get a pass. Just saying, it's a reality check, folks. Don't get mad at me. So it's going to be a fantastic day, and we can even see some of that day if you and I could possibly step into seeing how absolutely awesome God really is. Not just in what he has made, but in all the things he has done for us. I contend, and I would contend this with anybody, that the earth, the only reason the earth has not exploded 100 times is because God has dropped his crazy glue on it and kept it together. You do know that for $1.39, we almost had an actual warfare encounter because of a switch that was malfunctioned that they fixed for under $1.50. You think that's only happened once? I'm just thinking, probably not. Isn't God cool, though? You can look forward to the day where you just marvel. And I'll tell you one thing that is true. When you stand before the Lord and he reviews things in your life. Now, there's going to be a lot of people that review is not going to go that great for. But there's going to be other people where you see the fingerprints and the hand of God for all the way through. And you're going to marvel at what he has done to you, through you, and for you. How cool is that? I'll take that all day long. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. You're going to hear Marty. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.